Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Basically, e-learning is the practice of providing training, learning and education online on computers and other digital devices. This allows users to learn anytime, anywhere, without any restrictions. To better understand how e-learning is now used by organizations, it is helpful to look at its past. Elliot Mazie coined the term, e-learning, to mark the first time the term was used professionally as a professional phrase. A learning management system is a software application used to provide online training. Choosing an LMS can be daunting at first, but analyzing your training needs and defining your requirements should significantly limit your search. A great LMS will help you a lot to get the features and support you need to implement your e-learning strategy perfectly. To use SCORM for training, you must ensure that you have a SCORM-compliant LSPM. Be aware that SCORM will incur additional delivery costs due to the cost of using an author tool. However, the benefits of using SCORM for e-learning courses make the investment worthwhile. In the last years, XAPI has become one of the most popular methods to conduct training. All of these factors make e-learning easier, as it is becoming the fastest and most efficient way to conduct online training in terms of time, cost, and user experience. Before the advent of the internet, many of us relied on printed manuals, e-books, and other forms of educational materials such as books, magazines, and books. The rise of the internet has enabled organizations to abandon this one-dimensional practice and take advantage of the flexibility of e-learning. In the course of the e-learning process, it has proved more effective to support learners in integrating virtual and physical representations and other forms of learning than traditional learning. Many even believe that the mix used, taking into account the reasonable cost of virtual versus physical representation, can improve students' learning in many ways. One of the most important aspects of promoting e-learning in schools is the integration of virtual and physical representations and other forms of learning into the learning process. One of the problems raised by the asynchronous online provision of training is the lack of communication between teachers and their students about the content of their training. In particular, the communication element highlights the fact that many teachers consider online training to be the least satisfactory part of these training courses. The recordings will be available in the KELT e-learning webinar module, which includes 50 free asynchronous webinars. LMs can be used to automate manual tasks, which means that training management needs more time, efficiently. Learners can also save time by accessing content where and when they need to, rather than relying on scheduled training. If your department director or dean wishes to participate in certain webinars, please contact them directly. E-learning has the potential to make learning more accessible to users around the world. When learning material is online, users can access content from anywhere, anytime. Because e-learning gives you the opportunity to learn at your own pace and in a place of your choice, you feel confident that you will be able to further your professional goals. D-learning is the result of the development of the first online learning systems such as Microsoft Learning Management System. These high-quality LMs allow users to participate in a wide range of learning activities, from basic to advanced learning processes. While these first e-learning systems were a first step in the development of interactive, multi-directional learning tools, e-learning has begun to integrate more interactive and multi-functional learning tools as technology develops. The system feels more natural and simple, correspondence and collaboration is more efficient in systems such as the Microsoft Learning Management System and the Microsoft. This is a collaborative approach that allows the creation of educational content for a wider group, including the students themselves. As a social constructivist, this pedagogy offers me particularly good access to the social and political aspects of learning and to social media. We can also consider different pedagogical approaches in learning theory to design and interact with e-learning programs. For many theorists, the role of e-learning in improving learning is a function of the social and political aspects of learning and its role as a means of communication between students. We work with teachers to improve the learning experience of students, centered by enabling them to learn in multiple environments in which we learn. We are ready to help with online and hybrid technology, advanced needs, leadership development, and as a resource for students, faculty, staff, student families, alumni, and the community in general. On Demand, previously part of SHRM's e-learning library, with over 1,000 hours of recorded sessions and more than 2,500 online courses. With basic training and on-demand conferences covering all areas of the SHRM competence model, you can customize your online learning experience, develop the critical HR skills you need without leaving your desk, and develop your human resources needs. In addition to promoting your competence-based training and helping you achieve your career goals, our e-learning products offer access to a wide range of human resources topics. E-learning provides online education through self-taught, online, e-learning courses, online and in-person conferences and events, along with a range of online resources such as ebooks, videos and ebooks, webinars, podcasts, video tutorials and other resources. This is all for today, guys. My name is Randy and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.